An opera ballet about a child and his enchanted toys and animals came into being in the wake of the First World War. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on Ravel's L'Enfant et le Sortilège, or The Child and the Spells.
Maurice Ravel was serving in the French army during World War I when he was asked to write music for a new opera ballet. L'Enfant et le Sortilège premiered in 1925.
It's a fabulous piece which has so many roles.
Stéphane Deneuve led a semi-staged version with the Philadelphia Orchestra, 8 soloists, and 2 choruses telling the story. When a 6-year-old child mistreats everything around him, his toys, his furniture, and the small animals in his garden,
suddenly all the objects he has destroyed during his temper tantrum become alive and start to reprimand him and complain. And ultimately seek vengeance.
A sofa and chair no longer let him sit on them. A fire no longer warms him. And a teacup and teapot break into the foxtrot.
We hear actually the influence of America. Jazz was the big thing at the start of the 20th century in Paris. And Ravel loved jazz.
In the garden, small animals attack the child who has abused them, starting a chaotic brawl. But there's hope, as cruelty gives way to kindness, and anger transforms to compassion. A child's fairy tale?
You know, for me, we are all aging children, and we should never lose this quality of marveling.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.